the midst of its largest COVID outbreak, averaging 10 new cases a day. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. That story is up next. COVID is continuing to surge in Haines, with the state reporting at least 55 new cases in the last week. I checked in with the Haines Emergency Operations Incident Commander, Carolyn Wooten, for the latest on the situation. As of January 31st, Haines has been averaging 10 new COVID cases each day. The steady community spread of the coronavirus is due to the highly transmissible Omicron variant, which public health authorities say make up nearly all of the COVID cases in Alaska. Haines EOC Commander Carolyn Wooten says despite the COVID surge, the health guidance is the same. Wear a mask and social distance when possible.
I know the situation's changing, but the guidance really hasn't changed. The guidance is, you know, get vaccinated if that's within your will and ability to do so, get vaccinated. It's still probably the best way to protect yourself.
State public health reports that nearly three quarters of eligible Haines residents have had at least one dose of the vaccine, but only 35% have received a booster to be considered fully vaccinated. Wooten says although Haines has seen breakthrough cases with vaccinated people contracting the virus, the vaccine prevents serious illness and hospitalization.
Most of the statistics that I see show that overwhelmingly people being hospitalized and dying with this Omicron are unvaccinated. I'm sorry, that's just it. Not a popular stance in some places, but that just is what it is. I'm vaccinated. You have to do what you think is best for you.
Woon says one recommendation has changed recently. The CDC no longer recommends cloth masks, but rather N95 paper masks to protect against the highly contagious Omicron variant. And the borough is now providing them free of charge.
We also have N95 masks available at the Haynesboro administration if you want them. You know, the CDC guidance has changed. They're basically saying now that N95 mask is probably the gold standard. If you can use an N95, you should. It's not as recommended to use surgical masks. That's probably the next best practice if you could, but definitely not cloth masks anymore.
The borough is also providing rapid at-home COVID tests to the community and the school as supplies last. And all residents can order 4 at-home tests provided by the federal government from USPS.com. Wooten says by the state's metrics of severity, hospitalizations, deaths, and school transmission, Haines is doing okay.
Yes, we do have a lot of cases, but our clinic is not stressed or overrun. We haven't had any medevacs that I'm aware of, not that I always get told of them, but I haven't heard of any medevacs for COVID, and we haven't had any deaths since the one unfortunate one we had last year. So I guess those are the things that we focus on.
She says the borough has heard residents' complaints about a lack of information.
We are in communication with Search. If they give us a report, we'll get it. Same thing with public health. If I hear it, if I get it, I'm going to report it. We'll try to keep people up to date as best we can. If we see something that's truly alarming, obviously we would go ahead and reach out.
Wooten says the borough is not tracking demographics or details of the Haines COVID wave, but she's heard anecdotally that entire families have been infected. For those who test positive at home with a rapid test, Wooten reminds people to get a PCR test at the Haines clinic to verify. Anyone with symptoms should stay home. And those who are sick, get plenty of rest, stay hydrated, and isolate from others if possible. Masks are required in Haines public schools, but the borough does not have a mandate requiring masks indoors in borough buildings or other public settings. A change in that policy would require action by the borough manager and/or the assembly. In Skagway, the state is reporting 8 COVID cases over the last week. COVID testing is available at multiple locations in Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway. In Haines, there are rapid at-home tests available at the Haines Administration Building and rapid and PCR tests at the Search Clinic by appointment. In Clukwan, testing is available from noon to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Clukwan Search Clinic. In Skagway, testing is available at the Dahl Memorial Clinic for $30 by appointment. The Skagway Traditional Council offers free COVID testing for walk-ins from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.